EEN from KGNTM, Steve Marlin. EEN from KGNTM, Steve Marlin. Kilo 8, Echo November Tango. Listening on Statewide 1.
Any DZT listening on Statewide 1? K-A-E-N-T, any DZT? Any DZT listening Statewide 1?
E-E-N-I-N from K-A-E-N-T. E-E-N-I-N from K-A-E-N-T on Statewide 1. ABNT clear.
KIA monitoring.
KIA EAP. KFATAP, give it us over here. KFATAP. KFATAP, give it us over there.
KCKO Mobile.
WHOY.
WHOY, KCKO. How's it going, John?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just programming a 168, Anytone 168, brand new. And my software screwed up and I was keying up on the wrong frequencies earlier on the event channels and stuff like that. I didn't know. Then I had my alarm tone go off a couple of times, so I thought maybe somebody was trying to bring my attention to it. So I just wanted to let anybody from MI5 know I apologize for it. And I think I have it fixed. Other than that, I'm having a great day.
Hi, and on my way homeward from our meetup, but I got to stop by at a city council member's house to go over a couple things before my meeting on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that was you. I just realized that. I looked at the call sign. Yeah, I got and I'm not net. I'm only net control one day a week now. One day a month. Before Sunday of the month at Hazel Park. That's it nowadays for me. So you working with City Council? I don't know if we're supposed to be out here for a long period of time or not. But you're on your way home. So yeah. So you're working with City Council. That's cool.
I work with City Council every month because I am on the planning commission. So we got a couple things going on, and my council rep wants to go over some paperwork Tuesday, and mine is on Wednesday, so got some stuff going on in town. We should have all our time.
All right. How's this radio sound, by the way? I haven't talked to much of anybody. I haven't talked to anybody on digital with this radio yet.
You sound like John Little.
Okay. I think that's good. I'm not sure. But yeah. That's just because it was a lot cheaper than the 878 and doesn't have some of the features that the 878 doesn't have, but you're going to be out and about roaming around for a good digital radio that doesn't have the extra features. Although I don't think it has GPS. I kind of wish it did.
Yeah, I have an ND, or what do I have? ND-UV380. It doesn't have GPS on it. I got it for like $60. I don't know, maybe 2-3 years ago. Never really used it all that much until Captain Don redid it for me a couple months ago. I got rid of the stock for open UV77. And I got my open slot from Sean.
Yeah, Dino's building a hotspot for me. He tried to do WSPG or whatever that is, and it was just screwing up. So he's going back to just a Pi-Star. Because there's a couple of TGIF frequencies I'd like to be able to use, but I'll just use my Droid Star on my phone for those. We're going back to regular Pi-Star where I'd have to go in and reprogram the card every time I wanted to switch back and forth. And I don't want to do that.
Now this one, since it's an open spot one, it's one setting and it's Brandmeister, so I just changed the talk group and put in the TechNet on Saturdays. I talked to, who runs the TechNet out there? Dana, out of Mason. I chatted with him, and I just got off the analog via Echolink with Colin, W8CMC.
Oh, okay. Well, this is going to be Grandmaster only, I think, for a while. Although, I was looking on the Pi-Star webpage, and there's some special features for Anytone that I may be able to do TGIF and Grandmaster, even though it's just on the regular Pi-Star and not the WPSD. But I haven't looked into that too far yet, but it seems like I'll be able to. Right now I'm programming in all of Michigan MI5 frequencies. That takes a while. I got 3 cities done so far. So I'm going to be doing that for a while.
Yeah, when I get a chance, I got to upload this one and make a couple changes and open GE77 and send it back down. All I have is Mount Clemens and Detroit frequencies right now. I still got to get the Novi in there and a couple others. I'm traveling all over. What makes it easy, though, is I got this LTE modem.
What's your current location?
Come back on that one. I didn't get it.
I was just curious what your location was, if we could switch over to double nickel or not.
I am in Richmond Township on Portman Road, so it's kind of hard to hit over to double nickel right now, I think.
You're about 5 minutes away from my sister-in-law's house. Just go up to, was it Riley Road or whatever, the one that slants by the, Mill River Road, the one that goes in front of the golf course. Go down in front of the golf course, make a right-hand turn, and knock on the door. I wouldn't be there, though. I'm just kidding. But that's how close you are to my sister-in-law.
Oh, I know. Bell River Road very well. They redid it through town, so it's not as a bumpy ride anymore. So I think I'm going to be going down Bell River shortly. I need my council rep, and he's right there at the end of Bell River.
Oh, okay. We're going east from the golf course or going west from the golf course?
South of Boardman Road, right over there by the Lions Club is where it is. And then Mr. Newer lives off of Bell River and Huff. He's out that way.
You're kidding. I've been going by his house all these times and didn't know it.
Just for the past couple years.
Your neighborhood, I guess. In fact, my brother-in-law was moved out that way because it was not getting populated, and all of a sudden, he was talking about, until something bad happened, he was talking about finding some place more desolate than where he's at now. I said, man, you got deer in your backyard? You got all these other animals and stuff roaming around? I mean, how much more wild do you want it to be?
Well, Lance just lives one street south of me.
Oh, okay. Really, I don't think there's anybody lives around me anymore. Frank up north, so I think he was the only one that was real close to me. So I got the neighborhood to myself with all these strangers.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah, I was trying to close my battery cover, programming cover, but it's not closing. So I key up on the mic every so often. Anyway, alright, I'm going to let you get back to driving. I'm going to go get a first cup of coffee and stuff and come back here and log into the double nickel. Provided that my ears don't bleed when he transmits. I don't know about Steve. I just don't know. There's people been telling him for years, he's got to do something. So maybe he finally did. I don't know. He didn't sound too bad last week, so see how he sounds tonight. So good talking to you. I'll say 73 for now, and I'll wait your final. This is WHTOY, getting ready for the double nickel.
Well, you go have yourself a warm cup of coffee and have one for me because I'm out. Enjoy the double nickel. I'll see if I can try to hear it or not. And 73 to you, and I'll talk to you on the flip. KGO clear.